Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
My girlfriend texted me, Rita, and her son is a freshman in college, and he had to go to a doctor's appointment for the very first time. He didn't know that he had to have an insurance card and didn't know like what to do when he got there when they asked for it.
Yeah.
It had no idea what it was.
What, did he just run out of the office?
I don't know.
I left, Mom. I didn't have what they told me I needed to have, so I just left. I didn't know how to answer the question.
He called her and was like, I don't know what to do. And she was like, go into your wallet. It's the white card that says Aetna on the top left. But it's so funny because I remember when I was in college, we had an accident. It was actually I had a slip and slide accident. I slid into a Budweiser bottle. It was a terrible incident. I had to pull a broken beer bottle out of my leg. Yeah.
It's like Anna when she went to war. That's her big story.
Right.
That's her Purple Heart story.
But that night, I had to go to the hospital, and it was the first time I ever had to go to the hospital like by myself without my parents.
Right.
And I remember we had no idea what to do, me and my sorority sisters. Like, they were like, the other one tried to give her insurance card for me.
Good
I
idea.
Didn't
doesn't work that way. Like,
yeah.
Somebody pulling out their credit card. Like, no, I got it.
It's cool. I'll cover this one.
Yeah.
Don't you think they should teach kids in school, like, what insurance cards are, how to use your insurance when you go to the doctor, how to check in situations like that?
Well, I mean, the reason that they don't is because the system's rigged, right? That whole thing is corrupt. They don't want actually anybody to understand it. They don't even want to teach you as an adult how to understand it. No, forget that.
There's some things they should just teach in school that they don't.
Well, I would say finances, right? I mean, that's one of the biggest things. I had a teacher that they taught us all about, you know, checkbooks and coupons and rebates and all that type of stuff. But when I talk to other people about that, they're like, what?
Yeah.
Nobody ever went through that stuff with them.
Never one time.
Yeah. No, it was a social studies teacher, and it was like a thing with him, and he would do it with every single class that he had. And I still find a lot of that information beneficial to today.
I get that.
They don't expose people to that type of stuff now. And I mean, that's regular real life stuff. You have to go grocery shopping. You have to buy the stuff that you need for your car, your house, or whatever.
I like wrote a check incorrectly the other day. I could have really used that guy.
Well, yeah. I still write a great check.
Right.
I wish Hayden didn't know. My 13-year-old, I told her to write a check because they had to bring $5 to school for whatever. I said, just write a check, Mom. They're on the counter.
I'll sign it.
Right? And no, she'll just sign it for me. I don't know if that's actually... Yeah.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Super illegal.
Right. Okay, great.
And she had no idea what to do. I had to walk her through it. I was like, oh my gosh, they don't teach you how to write checks anymore.
You know what they got to do? They got to teach you how to do a job interview, how to walk into a job interview and interview for a job. I had some disasters coming out of college, man, because they didn't even teach me in college. This would have been a useful skill. And people will say like, oh, your parents should teach you that. And that's great. What if your dad is like me, a professional actor? And that's just not the way his job works whatsoever.
What if your parents are terrible interviewees?
Awesome. Yeah, it's 100% true, John.
I got to say taxes. I mean, I feel like someone should have taught me how to do my taxes. I'm tired of paying someone to do it or buying a program to enter it in online. Why can't I just, you know, why can't I have been taught how to do my own taxes, how to file them myself? Especially like when you're 16 and you're like, oh, now you got to start paying taxes to the state and, you know, the IRS. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Even my parents were like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, you just gotta do it. I'm like, well, is anyone going to tell me how to do this? Right. You know? Somebody?
Again,
help?
That's the best part of that industry is that the mysterious part of it, right? The mystique. Right?
And they make it sound so easy.
It's got to be a lot of things that you should have learned in school that they didn't teach you. What do you think they are? Let's see. 1-800-330-9999. If your child went to a doctor's office right now, would they know how to check in by themselves and know what to do? When they had to list their medications and prior surgeries, would they have any idea? One of my friends, like, she was complaining. She's like, my son went. He's a freshman in college. He had no idea what to do. He didn't even have an insurance card on him. They should have taught him that at school.
Yeah. Important to note, though, the rules have changed. Like, when I go to a doctor's office, I don't even know if I'm doing it right at this point. I check in 3 times online, and you're telling me I still got to fill out this form and take this tablet from you, too, and you don't know whether or not I prepaid? Like, it's a mess.
What is the thing that they should have taught you in school, but they didn't? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
Hey, penmanship. They don't teach penmanship anymore. They don't teach children how to sign their names, how to write in cursive. They should definitely bring that back.
It's true. It is a little bit of a lost art. I mean, I remember like cursive was something that you had to start learning in second or third grade.
Yeah.
Like they started putting it on you right away. The truth is the older I get, the less that my cursive looks like anything. Like I'm the only person that can read it, you know, most days now. And the truth is some days even I can't read it. Like if I write something and I come back to it weeks later, months later, I might not know what it says.
And on Raven, what didn't they teach you in school that they should have?
How to read healthcare benefits.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Right? Because mm-hmm. nobody understands any of that lawyer speak.
I recently graduated with my master's in social work. So I have a new job. And I remember when I had my other first, you know, job with benefits, it was so confusing. I didn't know premiums and deductible and do this and do that. It was just so confusing and so overwhelming. So
we would let you in here. Cool. We've never even met you before. We would let you in here right now and let you read our paperwork just to get through it.
Right.
I mean, we would. That's how much people hate that paperwork. You're right.
And on Raven, what should they have taught you in school?
I wish they teach the kids in today basic math. You go to a store and they can't even give you change back without a calculator.
Yeah, I mean, have you tried to work with a kid on the way that they want math done nowadays, too, though?
The new math is
not a clue. No.
Oh, it's terrible.
But if you give them a $20 bill and 17 cents in change, you screwed up their whole day.
Annie and Raven, what don't they teach in school that they really should have?
For me, I got to tell you, what the first thing that they should have taught me was, honestly, how to go about filling out proper forms when I actually go anywhere.
Mm. So
they don't tell you what to bring. They don't tell you how to actually apply with anything, like for anything. You know, you want to get a car. I don't know how to get a car. I had to go through the whole thing with my mother. Meanwhile, she's berating me the entire time because I didn't know how to fill out the forms the right way with the right information.
I make the mistake of, I start writing my first name right away, and half the time it says last name first. Oh, that's the worst. Then you got to scribble that out. You feel like a third grader all over again.
What a rookie mistake.
No. You're right. Fits a form, right?
And on Raven, what should they have taught you at school that they didn't?
Hey, what they should have taught us was the rule of 72.
Mm.
Are you guys familiar with that?
No.
No.
Teach
What's
me.
The rule of 72?
Yeah, rule 72 states if you take the interest rate divided by 72, it lets you know how fast your money will double. That means you want to get ahead of 6% on your money because inflation and taxes are like 2%. So if we're getting only 6%, we're not getting value on our money over time.
I know why they didn't teach it to us in school, because by the time you got to saying 6% the first time, I fell asleep.
And my eyes were wandering off. I didn't know what was happening.
You
anymore.
Almost fell out of your chair.
I didn't know, yeah.
Are you all right?
Okay.
Do you have vertigo?
What number am I supposed to divide by?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.